Okay, today is Daf Pei Dalet. We are on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We are on the first wide line where it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that you cannot stipulate that you're not going to inherit your wife. You can't do such a thing. Why can't you do such a thing? Because it's a Torah benefit that you inherit your wife, and you can't make a tenai that go against the Torah. That's what Shmuel Ben Gamliel said. Okay, so Amar Rav Halacha Kerav Shmuel Ben Gamliel V'lo Metamei. The halacha is like him. It's taka true. You cannot make a stipulation not to inherit your wife, but not for that reason. Not for that reason. What does that mean? Halacha Kerav Shmuel Ben Gamliel V'lo Metamei. What does that mean? The halacha is like Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel, but not for the reason. Ilema does it if it means halacha kerav shirim ben gamliel, that halacha kerav shirim ben gamliel. The Amar who said im mesa yershena, right? Im mesa yershena. If she dies, he yarshins, even though you stipulated he shouldn't, but v'lav b'tamei, not for the reason. Why? Dilu of shirim ben gamliel savar. Because if Shmuel Ben Gamliel held Masdal Mashakas about Torah tonight, bottle. If you make a condition that goes against the Torah, the condition is bottle. V'Rav Savar tonight Kayam, and Rav holds that the Tanai is Kayam. And 1 second, V'Kasavar, and really Yerushas Habal the Rabbanon, Yerushas Habal is the Rabbanon, right? Really, it's the Rabbanon. The Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel held it's the Doraisa. Therefore, you can't make it tonight. Says Rav, I agree with that. You can't make it tonight. Really, it's the Rabbanan though. Really, you should be able to make it tonight. The Chachamim asu chizuk b'divrehem, but the Chachamim made chizuk more on their words. Yosef Mishal Torah, and they're even more machmir than the Torah. Therefore, Yerushas Habal, which is the Rabbanan, we make it so machmir, and the tonight's bottle.
This is only on money matters, right?
Correct. We're going to get to... Even money matters. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel held, you can't do that. Right. We're going to get to that. The question you have to ask yourself is, and Tosfos asks it, why? So then why don't we say the same thing about the payros and about her ability to sell it?
Right.
Say, throw a bonus, and then Chacham will still make such chizik that you can't do it. Tonight's not good. Only this one tonight's no good. Why? You hear what I'm saying? Yesterday we learned that if a guy makes a tanai, I'm not going to... You normally, a wife can sell the land. No, I'll make a tanai, you can. So we said, it's unusual, she's not going to do it. Unless she does it. It works. So I don't say the same thing. That's the Dindra Rabbanan. That a man can stop his wife from selling her stuff and make chizik and the tanai's bottle. Why don't we say it? Why don't we only say it over here by Yerusha? So that's a good question, right? So you have to give the same answer. Well, we don't make it to Takana by Peros because no one's ever going to make that tanai. No one's ever going to make it tonight. I'm not going to eat. And right? And the tonight about the selling is unusual. So the only one left is this one. Oh, okay? Now, V'savar Rav Tanai Kayim. Does Rav really hold that the tonight is Kayim? Right? Why? Vo'itmar. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. A guy says to his friend, I'll sell you my watch. I'll sell you my watch. It's worth $20, right? Almanas she'ain l'cha alai ona. But I'm only selling it to you on the condition there's no ona. So when I rip you off, you can't come to Beis Din and tie in against me because I'm making such a condition. Can you do that? Can you go against the Torah when it comes to matters of money? What did Rav say? Really, really, the Tanai is Kayim. Because you can make any Tanai you want. Over here, the Chacham made a thing. They don't want people doing that. But really, you could. Some of the Gemara says, really, you could? Guy makes it tonight. We're not going to hold from Ona. We're not going to hold from Dinah of Ona. Rav Amar, Yesh Lo Olav Ona. Rav says it's irrelevant. There's still Ona. The same Rav. Shmuel Amar, Ein Lo Olav Ona. Shmuel says, Taka, there is no Ona. But according to Rav, there is. So how could Rav over here say there's Ona, and by the same token say, really, a Tanai, you can keep it, you can make any Tanai you want, even if it goes against the Torah? So that can't be Pshat. Ella, rather, what is Pshat? Halacha kerb shirim ben gamliel. The halacha is like kerb shirim ben gamliel. The Amar who said, Hamas tal mashakasim a Torah, Tanai batal. that if you make a condition that goes against the Torah, it doesn't work. And therefore, if you make a tanai that you're not going to inherit your wife, it doesn't work. But v'lav b'taimei, but not for that reason. Reb Shmuel Gamliel said the reason is you can't make a tanai against the Torah. The Elu Shmuel Gamliel Savar Mesa Yershena, right? Therefore, what would happen if the man were to, if the woman were to die? What would happen? Would you inherit her? Yes. Ah, you made a tanai not to. Doesn't matter. It's all butzel. V'rav Savar Mesa, and Rav's going to hold that if the person, if the wife dies, lo yershena, right? Lo yershena, right? Not going to inherit her. Why is he not going to inherit her? Because it's a takanas chachamim, and when it comes to takanas chachamim, you can make any tanai you want. So if that's true, then he's not holding like Reb Shmuel Gamliel. He's not holding like Reb Shmuel Gamliel. Reb Shmuel Gamliel said you do inherit her. Now we're saying, oh, and Rav would hold, you don't inherit her. But Rav said, and we hold like him, just not for his reason. Then you're not holding like him, right? Hi, me time A, kind of reason, not reason, flow hilchasi, that's not the halacha. In other words, you're not holding like him. Ella, this is what Rav must have said. Halacha kerev shir megam lil, the halacha sakav shir megam lil, Dharma who said, in Mesa, if she dies, you're Shena, you inherit her. Why do you inherit her? Because the condition you made is batel, but v'lav b'taimei, but not for his reason. De'ilu Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel Savar b'daraisa tanai batel habadurabanan tanai kayam. Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel said that if it's a daraisa, the tanai is batel, and since inheriting your wife is a daraisa, it's batel. But b'darabanan the tanai would be kayam. V'rav Savar, and Rav now comes along and says afilu b'darabanan, even on a darabanan, tanai batel. The tanai is batel, right? Right? So according to Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel, you make a tanai, you're not going to marry your wife, you're not going to inherit your wife. Do you inherit your wife?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because it's masna mashakasa batara. According to Rav, if you make a tanai, you're not going to inherit your wife. Is the tanai batel?
Kind
of. No, it's batel. No, batel. Why is it batel?
That's not what you originally said.
Now we changed it. Change. Why is it batel? Why is it batel? Because even though it's a derabanan, it's still batel. Right?
Yeah, not only derabanan, but even derabanan.
Right. The problem is, that's not what Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel said. Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel said, only because it's a derabanan, it's batel.
Right.
And if it would be a derabanan,
it wouldn't be.
It would be kayim. Right. So you said, oh, I hold like Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel, but not for the same reason. No, we don't hold like him. You're more machber than him. Right? Hi, Kitaimei. It's like his reason, really. Vehilchasei, and the same halacha, but Rav Mosef who? Rav added on. What Rav added on? Even if there are money, it would be batel. Rav Shmuel never said that. He said the only reason why it's batel is because it's daraisa. Get so tight. Right? Ella, here's the bottom line. Halacha kerem shirme gamliel. The halacha zakav shirme gamliel. The Amar who said, Im Mesa, the man says, if you die, I'm not going to inherit you. The halacha is, Im Mesa, Yershena. You do inherit her. However, v'lav mitamei, but not for the same reasons. What does that mean? De'ilu Shmuel Ben Gamliel Savar Yerusha Sabal Doraisa. Yerusha Sabal is a Doraisa. Therefore, v'chol amasna mashakas abatara tanai batel. So you make it tanai to go against that. The tanai is batel. V'rav Savar, and Rav holds, Yerusha Sabal, Durabanan. Yerusha Sabal is Durabanan. Therefore what? Therefore it should be batel. It should be batel. Sorry, the tanai should be kayim. The tanai should be kayim. For a chachamim, asu, chizik, l'divrayim, kishal Torah. And the chachamim were machmer. That's the whole story. Right. That's different than what we said before, starting off today's daf. Now, Virav Savar, Yerusha Sabal, Durabanan? Rav holds that Yerusha Sabal is Durabanan? Does Rav really hold that? Now, we're going to see a story here where he seems not to hold like that. Why? What's the story? Vatnan, we looked at a mission like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, now Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka is not Rav. But Rav is going to come along and explain Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. So the Gemara is going to say, Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, he's just explaining him. So don't ask me Tanakasha. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omar like this. Hayorish is ishto. Let's say you inherit your wife. What happened? Your wife died. And you inherit her stuff. Does it go back in Yovel? Yeah? So, the Gemara says in Bechoros, I think it's in Bechoros, that land does not go back in Yovel. That inheritances don't go back. They're forever. They don't go back in Yovel. But Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says, Hayoresh es ishto, if you inherit your wife, yachzer livnei mishpacha. It goes back to the wife's family. It goes back to her family. But the inakula hem in adamim. But you deduct, but the family deducts. The family deducts a certain amount of money.
What?
What?
For what?
You'll see for what in a minute. Okay? And by the way, it doesn't mean that it returns to the family. They pay for it. The husband returns the land, and the family returns money, and the family deducts a certain amount.
That's in all cases of the
Yovel? By talking about... If a Yorish is Ishto, if a man inherits his wife, Yovel comes, Yachzir Livnei Mishpacha, you give it back, V'yinake Lahem in Adam. And they, when they pay you, they deduct a certain amount. Now, V'havinan Ba, and we asked on that statement, my Kasavar, what on earth is that? What is that Kadashit is this? E Kasavar, if you hold Yerushas Habal Doraisa, if you hold that the right that a husband has to inherit his wife is a daraisa, a mayachzer, why are you returning it? Rashi says, in the Rashi of a mayachzer, Yerusha eino chozeres biyovel. Yerushas don't go back in Yovel. Kidam ridam bibachoros. So why on earth do you have to return it back? And v'idirabanan, and if it's a dirabanan that a husband inherits a wife, then damim. Then the fact that the family has to pay for that, my inventory, what's going on here? Why are they paying? If it goes back. So what did we say? We said that the land goes back to the wife's family, but the wife's family has to pay because they deduct something. What are they paying for? If it's a derivative, it doesn't go back. And if it's a derivative, why are they paying?
Let's say you buy something from a family, and then you give it that to your kids, and they give it to their kids. What if your mushin doesn't go back?
First of all, Yovel's only land.
Right, I'm saying that land.
What?
You buy land from someone.
Yes.
You give it to four generations of kids.
And it goes back.
It goes back?
Yeah. Yes. That's what Yovel is. It goes back. It's really a rental. It's really a rental.
That's Yerusha. What do you mean Yerusha and Echozeris?
What? So Yerusha is on a sale. So that doesn't go back.
Why would it go back then?
There was a man. There was a man. He had a daughter. The daughter got married to a man. A husband. Right? Then the wife died. And the man gave land for the dowry. Right? The wife died. The husband inherits that land. It's out of the man's family. It's out of his family. Now you're like, Yovel goes back. No, it doesn't go back. It stays with that man. Now that man has children. So it'll be inherited to his children. So it goes to his grandchildren, really. Right? That's really what happens. Which I don't think he minds that. Right, well, mine is one of his stepchildren, his step-grandchildren, that he wouldn't be so happy about. But it goes to his children. So what's going on here? If it's a daraisa, doesn't go back. And if it's a darabana, why is the family paying for it? And then plus they're deducting something. Why should that be? So the Gemara says like this. So Amar Rav, no, la'olam kasava Yerushas Habal daraisa. Really, Yerushas Habal is a daraisa. And you know what? It doesn't go back. However, the kigon over here, you know what the case was? Shehorishaso ishto beis hakvaros. What the land was a family cemetery. This is what the father gives for a dowry. He gives the cemetery. The family cemetery. What happened? And mishum pegam mishpacha, because this is the family cemetery. It's the Schwartz family cemetery. But you're not Schwartz. That was your wife's family. Your name is Goldberg. So you don't want the Schwartzes want that back. They don't want Goldbergs being buried there. They want Schwartzes being buried there. So therefore, mishum pegam mishpacha, because it's a pegam, mishpacha. Why the father do this? Maybe it's all he had to give, because it's a pegam mishpacha that it shouldn't be that the cemetery now is going to be full of Goldbergs. Mishum pegam mishpacha. Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said lishkal demei v'lahader, pay for it so the family can get it back. Pay for the cemetery to get it back. It'll go return back to the Schwartzes. That's a din that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch said, yeah, the husband has to agree to that. Now, what does it mean? Umay, you're not going to let him adamim? What does that mean? That they, but they can get a reduction? The answer is, yes, to make kever ishto. Yeah. Now, what happened? Mr. Goldberg, his wife already died. Otherwise, how do you inherit it? So you have to bury her. So when they pay to get it back, they don't have to pay for that plot. Because that plot, the enemy had to bury his wife. So they can deduct. Let's say there's 10 plots left. So they can deduct. They don't have to pay for that. They can pay for 9. Because that one already, but he had no choice. The husband had to do that. That's what it means. That's what, all that's going on here. But what do you see from all this? The Tanya, you see from here. Hamocher kever. If somebody sells a kever, he sells his own plot. The derech kevro, and the path to the plot, or ma'amado, or the place where he stands when they have a levaya, umakom hefsedo, and the place, espedo, and the place where they're going to make it. He sells all that. No, bo'an b'nei mishpacha, the family could come, for kovro no sobal karcho, and they could force him there. Right, why? Bishop Pagam Mishpacha. Because this idea of Pagam Mishpacha, that it's not nice, that the family plot is the Schwartz is over here, and there's one guy, Goldberg, here. Why is Goldberg here? Because one of the kids, you know, sold it. No, it's a crazy thing. So because of Pagam Mishpacha, we force him to sell it. So too over here. So too over here. So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yochanan, Rav explained that this case was talking about a Yerusha, right? It was talking about a Yerusha, and really, Yerusha does not go back, because it's forever. But here was a special thing, it was a cemetery, it was a family cemetery. So Rav said, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch said, give it back, and they have to pay for it. They have to pay for it. But you can force them to buy it back, right? Okay, what do you see from here? The Yerusha Sabal's Doraisa. Yerusha Sabal's Doraisa. Okay, but a family cemetery, then they can go back. So the answer is, right, so you see Yerusha Sabal Daraisa, Rav held Yerusha Sabal Darabanan. The answer is Rav didn't hold Yerusha Sabal Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch held that. Rav just came up with this answer. Rav gave an answer, how to make, what's going on here? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch made a very funny statement. He said when Yovel Hat comes, the land goes back. But the family has to pay for it. And they have to deduct some money. So it was Rav said, what does that mean? Rav said, I'll tell you what it means. First of all, I don't hold from this at all. Because I don't hold this Daraisa. But if you hold this Daraisa, it's a cemetery, then that goes back, they have to pay for it, and they can deduct the wife's plot. Right? The answer is Rav Taimei, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Kamar. He was saying it in the world of Rabbi Yochanan Baruch. But Valei, Lo Sfirli, he didn't hold from that. He held his Takan de Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch held his Daraisa. Okay. Good? Good. Excellent?
It is what it is. Well said.
Next Mishnah. Misha Meis, if somebody dies, V'hiniach, listen to this. V'hiniach Isha, he left over a wife, and Balchov, and he owed debts, and V'yarshim. Also, he owes Yarshim. The Hayelo Pikadon,
he has Yarshim.
He has Yarshim, right? So, and also, but he has a Pikadon, oh, Malve, or someone owes him money, or he has a factory full of iPads, expensive stuff, somewhere else. So he's got metaltolin or loans somewhere else. Not in his house, somewhere else. Biadacher, with other people. So, now the halacha is that when a person dies, all his stuff immediately go to the Yarshim. Okay? Now you want to collect from me. Now the guy says, what do I mean? Your father owed me $1 million. Please pay $1 million. So the halach is, you might have to make a shvua, you want to collect from Yarshim, all these rules, right? So Rav Tarfon says, Yinasnu l'koshel shabahem. Who gets these metaltolin? The one who's in the weakest position. Who's that? Says Rashi, the Gemara Mefarish, mind you, the Gemara is going to say who that is. Okay? The Gemara is going to say who it is.
We just forgot one party, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, right. Now, the afal, now Rashi explains. Well, this is the first Rashi in the Mishnah. The afal gaf, even though the lo mishtabdi metaltali the yasmi, that normally metaltalin of yisomim are not mishubad. In other words, if a guy dies and he leaves over a house full of stuff, paintings and jewelry, and all sorts of metaltalin. So nobody can come and say, oh, you know, your father owed me money, I'll take that piece of jewelry. That's a good piece. I'll take that painting. I'll take that, that Rembrandt on the wall. I'll take that. No. Can't take that. It's metaltalin. You can't take metaltalin from the yosomim. Lo lebalchov. A balchov can't do it. You owe guy money. Lo ksuva. The one wife also can't do it. Hacha. The lav birishu saihu manchi. But here, the painting wasn't in your wall. It was in someone else's house. It was somewhere else. So therefore, since it's in someone else's house, therefore what? Therefore, according to Rav Tarfon, demotzin miyad halove umiyad misha because of etzlo, you take it away from those people. Right? I'm smart. I don't want anyone to come and get my paintings. So what do? I give it to him. I'm on my deathbed. I give it to him. That doesn't work. Then they can't come take it. You can give it to a balchov. You can give it for a ksuva. That the dead person owed when he was alive. That's Rav Tarfon's vort. That's Rav Tarfon's opinion. Rav Tarfon's opinion says since the stuff, the metaltalin, is somewhere else, now all the rules changed. And now other people that are owed the money can go get it. Who? The weakest one. Who's that? We'll see in the Gemara.
It's like you put everything in your wife's name, like, you know.
Similar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Ain meracham in badin. We don't change the din. He says, we're not meracham. We don't have mercy on the din. We're not changing the din. El or rather, yinasnu liyarshim. It goes to the yarshim. Why? That's always the case. The metaltalin will always go to the yarshim. Now you want it back? You want to get it? So your father owed me money. I'll take that painting. You have to make a shavua that you weren't paid back. How does the yarshim know? Doesn't know what his father's affairs were. How does he know? So that's an old halacha. You want to take it away from me, so you have to swear. Here's the time for him. Why should it change? Because the painting's somewhere else. Why should that change? They ain't a yarshim tzrichim shavua. The yarshim don't have to swear. They're a yarish. They inherit. Hiniach peiros. Let's say you left over peiros. It's the exact same halacha. Tilushim menakarka. And the detached from the ground. That's called metaltalin. Right? Kala kodim behem, zacha behem. Whoever gets them first, gets them. Says Rashi, kala kodim behem zacha. Kadmu yarshim zachu. If the yarshim come first, they get it. They ain't motzi miyadam. And you can't take it away. The metaltali diyasmi lo mishabdi labachov ulutuva. Same exact halacha. Now, kodim echad behem. What if someone else comes first? Haisha, the wife, ohal malve, or the person you owe the money to, Zachahu, they get it. Why? The Rav Tarfon isle tfisa la'achar misa mahanya. Because Rav Tarfon holds tfisa after misa helps. What's tfisa? Let's say you owe me money. And you're not paid. You owe me, so I walk into your house and I take your iPad. It's worth $500. Right? I take it. So that's such a thing called tfisa. Are you allowed to do that? It's a complicated halachas. Says Rav Tarfon, you can even do it after Misa. Not everyone holds from that. Mechayim, you'll see it on the base. I'm talking about if you treat so when you're alive, when the guy's alive.
So why is it in his conclusion in the karka, or he goes into his house and grabs the painting?
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Zachsa Isha Yoser Miksuvasa Ubalchov Yoser Alchovo. What if you grab too much? You took some Rembrandt, worth $100 million. And the ksuva's not worth that much. And the guy didn't need it. Oh, $100 million. He owed a few dollars. A few thousand, $100,000, whatever it is he owed. You know, $100 million. So what do you do with the leftovers? It's a priceless, it's a worth a fortune, right? So what do you do with that? So, hamoser, the leftovers, retire from over, you're not selling the kosher behem. You give to the weakest of them, right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Eimer Achman Badin, I disagree with this whole halacha. Ain Ella Nostin Lil Yarshim, it goes to the Yarshim, Shakulam Tsrichin Shavua, Vain Yarshim Tsrichin Shavua. Okay? Okay. Lamalila Misni Malve, Lamalila Misni Pikarim. Why do I have to say both? That's your question. Why do we need two cases? Two cases of a loan and also a case of a. That's not your question. This question is why does it have to say that the money was, or the item was by a Malve or by a Pikarim? It's the same thing. Right? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, Ditani Malve, if it would only say you owed somebody money, right? But how come Rav Tarfon? That's why Rav Tarfon would say that you can, that all this is true. Why? Mishum de Milve, lo tzan nitnu. A Milve is given to be used. That's why you lent the guy the money. Now you owe the money, so of course, Avo Pikadon, but a Pikadon, de Issa Be'ene. The Pikadon's sitting over here. You wanted to impress somebody, so you borrowed my Rembrandt. It's sitting in your living room. Really, it's mine. It's right here. Amai would say, Modele Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would agree. Why just because it's in your living room and not my living room, does it give the other people the right to go get it? Why? So why should that be? I understand by money, because money's not here. Money's spent. So then maybe you could say, okay, guys are right. But if the painting's right here in the living room, why should you get it? I would say, Rabbi Akiva's right. And what happens? Even though it's in your living room, the minute the father dies, it goes to the Yershim. Why should it be different? You know what? It is different. Since time for now, it's still different. V'i Tana Baha. And if only would have had the case of the painting, Baha Kamar Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva would say, that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why does only the Yershim get it? Because the painting's right here, we're all staring at it. Avu Bahach, but if it would be money that you lend and now they want it back, aim a modile Reb Tarfon, maybe Rabbi Akiva would accuse Reb Tarfon. That by money it's different. Therefore Tzricha, therefore need both cases. Now Maila Koshel, who's the weakest one? Who's the weakest one? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Lakoshel Shebaraya. The one who has the weakest raya. Who's that? The one who has the latest shtar.
The last lien
is the weakest, because the least likely to get paid. Because that's the last one, whoever that is, right? The Rashi says, "Lemi sheshtaro meuchar." The one who has the last star, shelo yuchal lintrof lekuchos akodmelo, because he won't get lekuchos indebted things that are preceded. He's not going to get that.
Is the ksuba right away? Why isn't the ksuba early?
What? But who's the weakest?
You said a guy
lent money, he did this, he did that. Who's the weakest one? The weakest one is the latest one. He has the least likelihood of being, the ksuva is the earliest one. The least likelihood of getting paid. So they pay off the ksuva, then I pay off that debt, then I pay off that debt, then I pay off that, then I can pay you. You're last, you're the weakest. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, L'ksuv Azisha. No, it goes to the Ksuv Azisha, Mishum Chena, because of, it's just a lovely thing, right? Because of Chen, right? That's why the woman gets first. Kitanoi, Tzemachlok is Tanoyim. Rabbi Yamin Omer, L'koshel Shebaraya. You ever heard of a Tana called Rabbi Yamin? Machlok is Tanoyim. Rabbi Yamin, you ever heard of a Tana Rabbi Yamin? Never heard of such a person. Does he ever appear in a Mishnah?
I got one.
It's interesting, no? Rabbi Yamin Omar Lakoshel Shebaraya. We have somebody, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes. That we have. I never heard Rabbi Yamin Atana. Interesting. Rabbi Yamin Omar Lakoshel Shebaraya. It goes to the weakest Raya, the Hu Kosher, that's appropriate. Rabbi Lazar Omar Lutsuvas Isha. No, it goes to the Tsuvas Isha Mishim China, because you want to be nice to a woman. So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas Tanayim, machlokas Amarayim. Now, hiniach peiros tolution. If you left over peiros tolution, then what do we say? Same halacha. Rabbi Tarfon said, whoever gets it first. And Rabbi Akiva said, no way. Right? So, Rabbi Akiva, my area Moser, why did Rabbi Akiva have to say that din by Moser? Kulu nami diyarshim. The whole thing goes to the Yarshim. What do you mean the Moser? The whole thing goes to the Yarshim according to Rabbi Akiva. So he says, you're right, Eina Chanami, you're right. I did the armor of Tarfon Moser, Tanana, not Iunami Moser. Remember, Tarfon was talking about Moses, he also mentioned Moser. But Eina Chanami, according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole thing goes to the Yarshim. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Tfisa lo bahan yeklal, doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree of a concept called Tfisa? Where you owe me money and you don't want to pay, so I come into your house and I can take something? And that now make you get it back for me? And you're going to take me to Bezin? So you know, this guy stole my stereo. So I didn't steal it, you owe me money, you don't want to pay. And Bezin will say, is that true? You owe him the money, you don't want to pay? Why don't you pay? You know what? You can keep the stereo. Let him keep it. So doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree with such a concept? So the Gemara says, yeah, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Vujut, Tafas Mechayim. That's only if you did it when the guy's alive. When the guy's alive, you can do such a thing. Now when he's dead.
Why can't you do it from his estate?
Because what happens is when someone dies, it automatically goes to the Yisomim. The Yisomim don't know what the father's affairs were. So the Chachamim said, it's not fair, you're going to walk into the guy, the Yosom's house now and take the stereo? Oh, your father owed me the money, it's all good. That could lead to a lot of fraud.
I know, but it goes...
So therefore, the Chachamim made a rule, you want to take money from Yosom, the father owes the debt, right? You have to pay, you have to swear. Come to Bezin and take a shavua. You know what, guys? Your father owed me money, he passed away, you got a big Yerusha now, please pay me. I'll come to Bezin and I'll swear. That's a different story.
Right?
Now, Reb Tarfon held, Reb Tarfon disagreed, and Reb Tarfon said, you are allowed to seize even after death from Yassim. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
For the estate. You could. You could walk into the house, say, guys, father didn't pay me, I'm taking that stereo right now. You could do that. So, Mamish, I live like in the 80s, you know, when I take a stereo.
I'm like the repo man.
Exactly. Now, Ularuf Tarfon, the man chihecha. Where is this stuff that you're seizing? Where is it? Why? Because Rashi says in the third wide line, the man chihecha, hanoch peros, these peros, the gomer of Tarfon, the bishas misa, lo zachu behen yarshim, the yarshim don't get it, right? Ella yizaka behen hakodem, but whoever seizes it first gets it. Where is it? Where are these peros? Rav Shmuel Darmit Havayu, v'hud shu tziburin u'manachim v'rishos harabim. They're in the public domain. They're in the street. Avol besimta, but if they're in a side street, lo, then it's not true. Why? Because you can't make kinyonim in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's in Rosh Hashanah and the man died, the children never got it. They never made a kinyon, never acquired it, because it's in a public place. But if it's in a private place, like a simta, like a private street, then they would get it, and then you couldn't seize it, because they already own it. Not feel a besimta, even in a simta. So Rashi says, what's a simta? What's special about a simta?
It's like a mavoi.
It's like a mavoi. It's like, okay, Karen Zavis, right? It's like a corner area. Hasmucha l'Rosh Hashanah, it's close to Rosh Hashanah. Ubnei Adam Osin Tzchor Zem Zeb Bishuk. They do business over here. V'rotze l'daber Dvarim Benachas V'yishav Adas Mesalach L'Sham. You want to have quiet peace of mind? You can have engage in a deal. We go over here. So therefore, says the next Rashi, since a simta is a place where kinyanim take place, deals happen in the simta. That's what deals go on. They go on in the simta. They don't go on in the street. It's too busy. They go on in the simta. So if the stuff was in the simta, you can't acquire it. Why? Because Yosem acquired it when the guy died. The moment of death, it was acquired. But that's the first shita. That was Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish said, no, even in a simta. Don Daini Kirab Tarfon. Some people held like Rav Tarfon. The Ahadre Rish Lakish Lu'uv Diminayu. Rish Lakish made them give it back. Why did Rish Lakish make them give it back? Because it happened in a simta. Amalei Rav Yochanan Asisa Kishel Torah. Well, you made this din into a din d'oraisa. Look at Rashi. Asisa Divir Rabbi Akiva Ki'ilu Heid Alachal Moshe Mesina Shechozer Es Maisa Bestin. What? One second. What are you doing over here? What happened? What happened was, Rabbi Akiva said, you cannot seize. Rabbi Tarfon said, you can. So what happened was, they seized, and the Shlokas said, give it back. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what do you hold like Rabbi Akiva, like Abach Moshe from Sinai? He's a great man, Rabbi Akiva. Who says we hold like him? That's what Rashi says. Divir Rabbi Akiva, Gila hit him, Abach Moshe from Sinai. Shechozeris, might the Bezin. The Bezin already paskin that he can keep it. You came along and said, no, give it back? Dai lano l'kayim alacha kamoso l'chachila. I understand l'chachila. Maybe we should look at Rabbi Akiva. Aval mishenase v'nigmar dino ein lano lachzar. Where he passed it like a tarfon, now we make it give it back. Now what are Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish arguing about? Why does Rish Lakish say give it back, and why does Rabbi Yochanan say don't give it back? So leiva b'akam b'vlagi. Here's what they're arguing about. The Mar Savar Rish Lakish holds tarb v'ar mishna chozer. You made a mistake. I'm sorry, Bezin. You made a mistake. You held the wrong person. Therefore, give it back. Umar Savar Tavit Var Mitzvah Var Mishnah Ena Choser. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, you make a mistake, a Bezin makes a mistake, certain kinds of mistakes. This kind of mistake, you don't have to give it back. No. The Kuli Alma Tavit Var Mishnah Choser. Everybody would agree, if Bezin makes a mistake, they have to give it back. Vahachon over here, Pakim Bifligi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Halacha Kribi Akiva Mechaveiro. The Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, one of his friends, Velo Me Rabbo, not from his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Rav Tarfon. So therefore, we hold like Rav Tarfon. Umar Savar, and Rish Lakish holds, Halacha, feel in a rabbo. No, the Halacha is like a Rekiva, even if you argue against his Rebbe. Therefore, you have to give it back. V'ibay Sima, no. The Kuliyam Halacha, Kerbe Kiva, Mechaver, Velo Me Rabbo. Everybody holds that the Halacha is like a Rekiva when he argues on his friends, but not on his Rebbe. V'hacha Baka Mifligi. Here's what they're arguing about. Umar Savar, Rav Yochanan holds, Rav Tarfon Rabbo Haya. Rav Tarfon wants his Rebbe. Umar Savar and Rish Lakish holds Chavero Havet. So Rav Tarfon wasn't his Rebbe. Rav Tarfon, you ever heard of Rav Tarfon was Rav Akiva's Rebbe? No, he was a colleague. He was a contemporary. Wasn't his Rebbe?
Who's Rav Akiva's Rebbe?
Rav Akiva's Rebbe was who's Rav Akiva's? Yeah.
Are you sure?
Not Rav Tarfon.
No.
So it's a machlokes. Rav Yochanan says it was right. The Kuli Alma Chaver. Now everyone agrees that Rabbi Tarfon wasn't a Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. How do you argue on a fact like that? Was he Rebbe or wasn't he Rebbe? It's a Metzias. No, everyone holds he was not a Rebbe. He was his contemporary. Here's what's going on. Mar Savar Halacha Itmar. Rish Lakish held that it said that the halachas are Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, you must give it back. Vumar Savar Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear that. He heard Matin Itmar. Yeah, we lean toward Rabbi Akiva. But what if the Bezin already pulled the helicopter Tarfon? You don't have to give it back. Okay. Now, Kreve de Rabbi Yochanan, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, once upon a time, Tafas Par de Asim Mitzimta. They took an ox from the Isom in a Simta, which they can't really do. Asa l'kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, Amalu, Shaber Tifsua, he did a good thing. It's a good thing he did that. Right? Asa l'kamei de Rabbi Yeshua Melakish, they came to Rish Lakish. I'm alone. The Zilah Adure, go give it back. Why? Because the Lakas of Rabbi Akiva doesn't work. Now, why they went to Rish Lakish after they got a psak from Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know. Also, the Kabbalah to Rabbi Yochanan, and they came back to Rabbi Yochanan. So, I'm alone. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ma'esa, what can I do? Shekinek di Chalakalai. They're all arguing on me. What can I do? I'm sorry. Hahu Barka, Habu Bakra di Yasmi, there was a caretaker of the Yisomim, the Tafsi Torah Minei Balchov. The Balchov grabbed an axe. Amar Mechayim Tasfinale. I grabbed it when he was alive. The halach is when the guy's alive, I'm allowed to grab it because he owed me the money. You want it back? Now you prove I don't owe the money. Ubakra Amar, no. The guy said, no, Lachamisa Tasva. They came, the caretaker said, no, they came after death, in which case it doesn't work. So, you have to return it. Also, the commander of Nachman, Amale, Islach Sadi de Tase. You have witnesses? What time of the day you grabbed it? Because the coroner says he died such and such a time. So when do you have witnesses? Amalei la, I don't have. Amalei, the migu, the yachal lemeimar, he could have said, lokeach hu biyadi, I bought it. He could have said, I bought it. Yachal nami lemeimar mechayim tasvin alei. He's believed to say, I took it when he was alive, because he could have said a better claim, because I bought it. I didn't steal it, I bought it.
So show me the star. How can you say migu? Where's your star?
1 second. Ay, vamer shlokish, godros, elem chazaka. Godros, which are young animals, have no chazaka because they jump around. So you can't ever say, "Oh, it's mine. I bought it." So well, it's not. This is not a right. Rashi says, "Ein amachzik b'hem yachal lomer lekuchin hein biyadi." You can't say that. Why? Because shama matzan v'chnisa lebebeto. Maybe you found it and you took it into your house. Lefishadaka lahalach patados, because they're always hefka, these guys. They're always running around. They're always loose. But this is not one of those animals. This is an ox. Shani Torah, Dimim Siloroe. Nobody does that by oxen to give it over to somebody. So therefore, he's allowed to say, I bought it. And since he's allowed to say, I bought it, we believe him to say that he took it when the guy was still alive. The Bei Nasiya, in the house of the Nasi, Tafas Amsa, the Asi Mithimta. They took a maidservant, they took a maidservant from the Yisomim in a Simta. Yosef, Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Chinei Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, they were all sitting there, all the Chachamim. The Yosef, Rabbi Abba Gabayu, and Rabbi Abba also. Amalahu, Shaper Tavsu. You did a good thing. That's a good halacha. I approve of that seizure. I approve. The Bezin said, we all approve. Amalahu, Rabbi Abba. 1 second. Mishum de Benitzia Ninu, Machnifisu Lahu? Because the Nasi did it, so you give him, you flatter him, you give him, tell him he did the right thing. You know they did the wrong thing. You're not allowed to seize after death. You know that. You tell him because he's the Nasi. You tell him, oh, you did a good thing. The king, oh, you did a good, that's a good thing you did.
No, from a
simple,
you can't
do it. V'don dainikir b'tarfon. We had a story, right? He made the whole page. People held like a b'tarfon. V'ahadjei Rish Lakish, uvdei minayu. And Rish Lakish made him give it back. Why? Because we don't hold like a b'tarfon. We hold like a b'akiva. Right? Okay. We shall stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow for the story of Yemar by Choshu. Everybody have a very good day.